You're on with Bishop John Sherlock.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning, Bishop Sherlock.
Good morning, Bob.
Bishop Sherlock, I follow with great interest at least the coverage in the free press with respect to the bishop's statement on the economy. I must say that I strongly disagree with what is being said. I think that what has been said is doing a great deal of damage. I think it's spreading a lot of misinformation. And I am somewhat critical of sitting and watching a group of people criticize a system of capitalism when they don't even seem to understand what it is. I heard you refer to capitalism as the kind we have now, and I agree that the system we have in place now may not be that which we would all prefer, but I assure you that it is not capitalism.
Well, I'm not in a position to get into a philosophical discussion of capitalism, nor to particularly distinguish one type from another. But I
did not say, Bishop Sir Sherlock, that this was a moral issue.
Oh yes, the moral issue is the priority of any economic system, the priority it gives to human values and to human persons.
Well,
and I know this much about classical capitalism. You know that in the classical capitalist productive process, labor is seen as just another item. Somewhat depersonalized. And the church has spoken to that repeatedly, and in speaking to this now, it is doing nothing else than what it has been saying over 100 years, from the papal encyclical by Leo XIII down to the most recent one on human labor by John Paul II. So we're essentially emphasizing the moral principles underlying the purposes of economic systems. Economic systems, if they have any purpose that's related to or relevant to all of us, is to provide essentially those things which people need for their lives. Food, shelter, education, culture. And if an economic system is failing to do that, then it's time for the people who are operating that economic system, in our view, to take a look at it and see if it can be modified to accomplish its purposes better. And that's not to reject either the integrity of the people involved in the present system, nor to suggest that it's somehow radically evil, but to suggest if it isn't working, let's take a look at it.
Well, I would suggest to you, Bishop Sherlock, that all those things that you espouse to can only be achieved through capitalism. That even the things to which you... And that capitalism, by the way, is the only moral system that is available to mankind as a political system. I'm a recent recruit. I'm a laissez-faire capitalist. I discovered that what we have today in this country is not capitalism. That capitalism has been defined by its enemies for years and years now. And until we recognize what it is, we will never recognize the true nature of our problem. You speak of a system that recognizes individual rights. Capitalism is the only system that recognizes individual rights.
Bob, I'll tell you, I guess, and I'm glad you mentioned the kind of capitalist you are, but we really make it a little hung up on definitions. Let me ask you another, if I could, okay? Do you believe the church has a right to speak on these issues?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But you say, let's not get hung up on definitions.
Well,
I submit to you that is the issue. If Bishop Sherlock were sitting there and I was to point out to him that in some other country I see Christians or Catholics fighting each other, having a war, I could judge from their actions that that's what Christianity is all about. And I'm sure Bishop Sherlock would say, no, that's not what Christianity is all about.
Well,
in the same way, what we see under the guise of capitalism, under other people who don't understand the system, using the word, that is undermining a system. It's a curious thing. Bishop Sherlock referred to the distribution of the world's goods. You know, we've heard a lot about wealth distribution. I would have assumed that as a representative of the church, he might have believed in the commandment that thou shalt not steal. Am I mistaken in this belief?
Oh, no, absolutely. I accept that the commandment of God that thou shalt not steal, I accept it enthusiastically and I practice it. But furthermore, I also believe that the right to private property, which the church has protected and promoted in principle and in practice, not only the right to private property, but the right to private productive property, which is denied by other competing economic systems, the church supports that, as Pope John Paul II pointed out very explicitly in his most recent encyclical. Nevertheless, he also pointed out, when he was in Latin America, that there is no such thing as private property which does not have a social mortgage. That in effect, the underlying biblical principle regarding property is that God gave the world into the hands of mankind, and he gave it for the welfare of all mankind. And when the products of that world, or the property of that world is unfairly segregated and monopolized by a very small number, and when the majority of the world's peoples live in poverty, then one has to ask about the economic system that becomes the distributor of that of the products of that world.
Let's give our caller the last word, Bob, a brief comment.
What I would ask, Bishop Sherlock, is what you consider a fair distribution. In a capitalist system, distribution of particularly productive property falls into the hands of those who can produce best. And that, in turn, creates the products required by the masses who can either not produce or unable to produce and can exist in other ways in terms of trade.
Well, Bob, you're talking philosophy, and it sounds extremely convincing. The only problem is it doesn't cope with the problem I see, which is 1.5 million unemployed. If they're getting a fair share of the production of our country, I don't think that they would be as readily convinced as you seem to be.
I am utterly amazed that you seem concerned that I'm talking philosophy. For heaven's sakes, isn't that what this is all about? Is not Christianity a philosophy?
Well, it's a theology. You know, no, but I'm just simply saying that what we're trying to do is to apply the principles to the reality facing us. You seem to be defending a philosophical system and defending it eloquently, and I respect your right to do so. But I'm talking, you ask me about distribution, and I give you my answer. The distribution presently is rotten, and not only in Canada, but throughout the rest of the world, particularly in the Third World, which I've just visited.
I agree with you on that particular point, but I assure you it is not as a result of capitalism.